President Bush gives hope for the American farmer. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. President George Bush gave his State of the Union address this week and focused on several issues important to farmers.
We need to press on with battery research for plug-in and hybrid vehicles and expand the use of clean diesel vehicles and biodiesel fuel. We must continue investing in new methods of producing ethanol, using everything from wood chips to grasses to agricultural wastes.
The president is also hoping that Americans can reduce gasoline usage by 20% over the next 10 years. He also stressed the importance of passing immigration reform in this Congress, and with it, a temporary worker program that's vital for the nation's farmers.
We cannot fully secure the border unless we take pressure off the border, and that requires a temporary worker program. We should establish a legal and orderly path for foreign workers to enter our country to work on a temporary basis. As a result, they won't have to try to sneak in. And that will leave border agents free to chase down drug smugglers and criminals and terrorists.
Without a viable guest worker program, agriculture could stand to lose billions of dollars. The American Farm Bureau Federation feels very optimistic about the ag issues covered in the State of the Union address. Deputy Director of Public Relations Mace Thornton says the bipartisan support of these issues is very encouraging.
Well, if you're a farmer, in particular a Farm Bureau member, when the president talked about energy, renewable energy, and immigration, you know, he hit on two of our big priority issues as an organization. And to see the kind of bipartisan support that both of those issues received was a very positive thing for us.
And the president also addressed the need for better health care coverage for the self-employed, which again was encouraging news for farmers throughout the country. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.